And so the day before the Cleveland show has actually emerged, and I appreciate that if you're listening to this as a podcast, well, it'll already have passed. But it's very exciting to be at Stewart Park in Middlesbrough just before the Cleveland show is about to actually fire off. We're not here to talk about the Cleveland show, though, although I just have mentioned it twice. We're here to actually do another follow-up to those fabulous folk at Askham Bryan, who are actually doing a whole refurbishment package in another part of the park, and with me making his debut as a midweek drive out on his first official Southside Broadcasting Siren FM midweek drive location report is, yes, the one and only Ryan Reid. How are you, Ryan?
I'm very good, thanks for having me.
Well, Stewart Park, you're a Borough lad. Just talk to us about how much this means to you as a part of the North East that perhaps some of our southern listeners just aren't aware of. How frequently have you been a Stewart Park visitor?
I've been at Stewart Park many a times. It's a very important place, especially for the younger people and for the parents as so, because it's such a wonderful place where you can see like wildlife and stuff like that where you just can't get in other parts of the town.
I mean, we've got Albert Park, of course, which is wonderful. I know Rob Nichols regularly does his runs round Albert Park on a Saturday morning when he's not following Middlesbrough around the place. But this is a wonderful splash of greenery that's around. And yet, I gather you have never been to a Cleveland show.
I have not, no. I have never been to a Cleveland show.
Well, we'll have to wait until clearly probably 2018 for that to happen. But as you can see there, the entrance is being set up. All the original kind of tents are being set there. And yes, it's high time we actually did another Cleveland show report. But not this year, dear listener, not this year. We're, as I say, here to sort out a few other bits and pieces. Joining us will hopefully be Rob Nichols in a few moments. And a reminder, you're listening to the Midweek Drive on location with another audio postcard from Stewart Park in Middlesbrough, which, if you're in Lincoln, is about 134 miles north. So set the compass and get up here. We have arrived, Ryan. We have actually arrived at the spot where we're going to interview the actual Fran and Lauren and Vince again. Fran, how are you?
Oh, hello. Good morning. It's a kind of cloudy, but perfect for setting up.
And perfect, actually, for the show itself, if it stays like this. Good weather for the beasts, not too hot, nice and cool, cooling breeze. Ideal, really.
Yeah, I would say so. You don't want it too hot, because everybody gets a bit like, at the end.
Also, we've got the fabulous Lauren as well. How are you, Lauren?
Hello, how are you? I'm good.
Good, and nice to see we finally managed to get the right size mail to send you via WeTransfer the last photographs. Now, Lauren, you have not met the awesome Rob Nichols in person before. Fran has, and that's why she's heading off now to sort out various other sort of matters. But Lauren, this is Rob Nichols, not only Mr. Middlesbrough, as he's often referred to obviously the editor-in-chief of Fly Me to the Moon, the authentic fans' voice of Middlesbrough Football Club, and regular presenter and co-host of Book of the Month, and indeed Fly Me to the Moon on Southside Broadcasting.
Hi, Robert. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Lauren.
I didn't build you up too much there,
did I? No, I don't think so.
Right. No. It's good. And we've also got the amazingly talented Vince as well with us. Vince, how's it going?
It's all right, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Now, Lauren, talk us through this process, because Ryan is a complete newbie to this. Rob was delighted, having just promoted the joys of... What were you promoting with Askham Bryan recently that sort of managed to fit this together?
Yeah, it was crazy. I didn't realise I was meeting you today. It was to do with the tours that you're doing tomorrow and obviously do every Friday. You sent me a lot of photographs, and it looks absolutely incredible. And I've been around inside, but only about 2 years ago. I'm sure a lot has changed since then.
I forgot to mention, of course, Lauren, that Rob is a history graduate, so as well as obviously having his football stuff, he's a keen archaeological digger as well, and music correspondent. He's Mr. Middlesbrough, Radio Sons man. Lauren, for those people who are listening to this before the Cleveland show, obviously that's going up from that point of view. Many folk will be listening on podcasts after the Cleveland show. Just set the scene again, and for Ryan as well, what exactly are you guys from Askham Bryan actually doing, which is of such importance to Stewart Park?
So we are renovating the Central Lodge, which was the work in the state of Martin Hall, which people might remember, but unfortunately it was burnt down in the 60s during demolition. So the Central Lodge is pretty much all that remains. It's been taken over by Askham Bryan College with a grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund. So they're renovating the building, and that is going to be office space for the staff and also classrooms for the students, and there's going to be room for the animals as well.
Rob, questions?
Did you find anything you didn't expect to do while the renovations were going on?
Yeah, we found a lot of things that we didn't expect. So there was milk bottles found in a coal hole. We found disinfectant bottles. We found a newspaper article from 1923. We found a boxing leaflet, which we think was from maybe one of the soldiers went during the First World War, might have went to see the boxing match. We just keep finding things every week. We found bones. We found
Bones?
Yes. Not human bones. They did have to ring the police the first time because they thought it might have been. But no, it looks like they were cow or lamb bones, and it looks like they've been butchered, so someone's tea at one point.
Or possibly sacrifices, which we can't talk about on air at this particular time. Interesting, apart from the bones, although maybe with the bones, there are bottles, papers, could be a student's residence. Thoughts for yourself?
it sounds really interesting. Like, how long has this process is taken? Like, is there any thoughts on when it'll end and stuff like that?
So the first phase, I believe, was 2012, and this phase started early this year, and it'll be open to the students in September, so we're wrapping up now.
Fran's nodding in the background. And now, Fran, proving that you are, you know, not only a fantastic sort of co-host, but also a multi-talented woman as well. You're doing this interview whilst actually extraordinarily laying out on the ground like some kind of role of vegetarian armies. What are you doing at present?
Oh, we're just creating the pop-up garden for tomorrow's show. I've just laid out loads of sweet corn. So that's what we're busy doing at the moment. So you'll hear us passing backwards and forwards with plans and having a bit of a conversation about whether it's looking right or not.
Well, as you know from our first piece, we were singing the praises of Ask and Brian again at this year's Great Yorkshire Show, and this wonderful sort of collaboration and development in Middlesbrough, it's all looking good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's lots to be proud about with Middlesbrough, and I think we should shout about how proud we are. You know, we're a good place to live.
Well, certainly, Rob, with the Discover Middlesbrough scenario, that's part and parcel of the whole thing. Any questions you'd like to put to Fran now, which, you know, previously you thought, I'm saving that one until she's kind of live on a location report?
No, you used to work in the park. Well, you've worked in the park for years, haven't you? And for most of the public, they would walk past the Central Lodge area until the cafe was opened. And even then, it was like it's a mysterious block, isn't it? I come from Martin, so we always used to wonder what went on in those rooms. And do you find people coming up to you, you know, that have been around here for years?
Yeah. People come in and go, we never knew this was here. And I go, well, you probably wouldn't know unless you're playing for your allotment or your football pitch. You wouldn't have seen it. And there was a huge barn in front of it, very much a working place. So there would have been the bin men and area care and all sorts of people like leisure and sports development and arts as well in there. So, you know, there was all these people, but you didn't really see around there. It was a bit secret.
Well, as you know, when Jenny and myself actually arrived a couple of weeks ago, we went into completely the wrong part of the park in the first place. So I'm pleased we had Vince provided an escort, you know, not quite an armed escort, but it was an armed escort to say, bring them here safely.
Oh, yeah, it was make sure they don't get lost. Because there's so much going on today. Everybody's kind of unpacking stuff and starting to get ready. We felt it was better to come and get you.
Well, as we say, I mean, Jenny was so blown away, she's definitely going to be returning next door to team, I say, with Ryan and Rob being here. Ryan, your thoughts in terms of what you're seeing? Because you haven't been at Cleveland Show forever, really.
Yeah, I've never actually been at the Cleveland Show. It's a really interesting thing to see it all being set up and stuff like that. So hopefully I'll try and get myself down and then hopefully I'll see it for myself.
Exactly. And Lauren, are you a veteran when it comes to things like this? Is it a case of, yes, it's all right, all will be well as long as we have Fran laying out the foliage?
Yes, I think so. I mean, actually, I've never been to the Cleveland Show before either, so this is my first.
And you're a Teesside people. University graduate.
Yeah, I know.
It's outrageous.
Well, actually, I went to Sunderland University.
She's admitted it now.
Yeah. Keeping it a secret, but no. Vincent's the Teesside graduate. Have you been to the Cleveland Show before, Vincent?
I haven't. I've been to a lot of the shows in the sticks, like Egton and Farndale and Ollier. So I know what to expect with a country show.
They do all feed in. I suppose the difference with the Cleveland Show compared with Egton and some of the others that you've mentioned is this is very much a country show pretty much in the heart of the urban world that is Middlesbrough.
I think it's also something you could say about our buildings. It's a country little model farm in the middle of the urban world of Middlesbrough, which is kind of fitting really with the Cleveland Show.
Lauren, what do you have in store for us over the next 20 or 30 minutes? It's a case of, we'll just sort of sit here and soak up the whole scenario. Where would you like us to sort of follow through with you and so on?
Well, I mean, we're just kind of setting up at the moment. We can go back over to the buildings if you'd like and see what we can see there.
I think, allowing that Rob hasn't been in for quite some time, will that be okay with you, Rob?
Sounds brilliant. Sounds exciting.
Make a little journey. Ryan, up for yourself? I know you might have to leave us midway through.
Yeah, but I'll see as much as I can.
The vote seems to be we'll follow you to the buildings. Much as we love the pop-up garden, Fran.
Oh, no, please. Please go and have a look. It would be lovely for you to go and have a quick It might be the outside. We'll see.
Yeah,
see
it'll be a snapshot, and we'll provide that because, as you know, we see this very much as an ongoing process, really. So it's a great stuff. I remind you, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM's Midweek Drive on location at Stewart Park, the fabulous park in Middlesbrough, with the equally fabulous Vince and Lauren and Fran and Rob and Ryan. And it's all good, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely fabulous.
Lauren, we have been guided to the location itself, with considerate constructors value their workforce being emblazoned upon the whole sort of system. Talk to us about what we can actually see here.
Well, I'll hand you over to Vincent, if that's okay, because he's our research extraordinaire. He knows the building like the back of his hand.
So no pressure, Vince, but you know the building like the back of your hand. So talk to us, what's going on now? What are these guys doing at the roof at present?
At the present, if you look over here, they've actually removed this valley beam. During the renovation, obviously, when they did the plans with the architects, you don't see these things until you actually get your hands on the building, and they've discovered that during May and June, they actually replaced another valley beam over the other side, and that's what's happening here at the moment. They found that it was rotten through, so they've replaced this valley beam. Up here, they're actually in the process of restoring the ridge tiles that are on the by this tower up here. The tower itself, the weather vane, it was actually seized for many years. It's only been like a recent thing that they've actually, it's actually working and pointing, doing its job.
The clear point is clearly this has been more than just, oh, well, that's a weekend job. Effectively, it's been, I mean, how long has the thing been operating so far, Laura?
I believe they started in around January time on this phase, and it's not meant to be opening in September, so that's about the year. Yeah.
So on target, though.
We're led to believe.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. About current structures, it's a whole different line. Ryan?
It looks amazing. It almost looks like something out of Hogwarts or Harry Potter or something like that. It looks amazing. It's a nice piece of structure.
It has been said that they have a gingerbread house quality, these buildings. There's distinctive features to them, like your fish scaled patterns on the tiles, and even the little, there's a little detailing on the end of the barge boards, which is unlike something that you see, I've seen anywhere else anywhere.
Rob?
Yeah, because I believe it's thought now that it was an architect that Boko brought across from Kiel that designed a lot of the buildings. There's been suggestion of that, isn't there?
There's rumours of that. We haven't got any concrete proof of that.
Nice pun, concrete proof, so we did that.
we do need concrete proof. But the actual builder's tender that we found for these buildings was actually John Ross, who was the architect of Grey Towers in Nunthorpe. He's actually listed as the architect of this particular building. Whether he's working to plans that were produced by, as you mentioned, some man named Gustav Martins. We do know that Gustav Martins did make some extensions to the hall, but we've got nothing concrete as to what. It's just a part of the research is pinning these things down and finding proof for them, really.
Mm. But as you said, it's got quite surprising details on the outside. That's, if people look again at these buildings, even looking at the Henry's Cafe, that you see the brickwork and you see all the details and ornamentation. You just don't get that sort of thing nowadays, do you?
Certainly, with when you see the tuck pointing and there's like really on it, sort of where they've grouted the bricks, you can see they're really thin lines, and a lot of it still survives the original the pointing on it, which is another feature which is said to be very rare in this country. I certainly haven't seen another example myself.
We were talking last week at the Great Yorkshire Show with a chap who was a groover, nothing to do with DJs or anything else, but he actually was responsible, from Devon actually, for grooving in the special designs in sheep pens and lines from that perspective. And he was saying that it's often a dying art, but again, that quality and craftsmanship, which in many ways Britain led the world with, it's still important to recognise and acknowledge the tremendous work that went into buildings across the world, really.
Of course, and as an industrialist, he's going to want to be shown to... I mean, he's sort of showing off. He's showing off industrially as well as... He's trying to be an English country gentleman. He's born in Germany. and he's trying to sell himself as an English country gentleman as well as this successful industrialist.
That, so would you say, Robbie, he could be classified as the Roman Abramovich of his day?
I wonder if he had a big launch in the teas.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
yeah. No, absolutely. I think it's a fascinating thing that we've got Martin Hall next to Ormsby Hall, and we've got old money in Ormsby Hall and new money here. And obviously Ormsby Hall is still there, but Ormsby Hall had no mod cons in it at all. It didn't have any electricity and all this sort of, and everything was here. It's a bit like Cragside, isn't it, in Northumberland?
I think this is the difference between the old money and the new money, is that the new money felt that they had something to prove and show off, whereas the old money, you don't get this. I'm sure the Pennymans probably found some aspects of Martin Hall in here a bit vulgar to their ways, but I think that's Balco, certainly. I don't think it would have bothered the man he was.
Indeed, sir. Ryan, any thoughts from yourself?
No, it's wonderful, really. I love the way it looks. Like I say, it's a nice piece of history in the new day, really.
Literally on your doorstep,
yeah. Literally on my doorstep.
Lauren, we forgot to mention, of course, last time around, because we didn't actually get to this stage, but you've got working already and open to visitors, etc., the visitor centre, etc. Just talk to us about what we can already see that people can come along to, you know, before September.
So we've already got Henry's Cafe, and that was part of the 2012 renovation, so that was the phase one of the Heritage Lottery Fund bid. So the cafe is open every day, and it's one of the two great cafes that we've got in the park. We've also got Cook's Cafe, which has just opened, and we've also got the Visitor Centre, and that was opened as part of phase one as well. So there's games, there's colouring, you can play table tennis outside, so that's all ready to enjoy for the summer holidays. And Francine's busy making summer activities.
She's always so busy, is Francine?
Yes, always busy. So there'll be different types of activities on, I think it's Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. I could be wrong. But so some of them will be tied into the history. So you can draw a World War One soldier, and there'll be little trails and things like that. So we're pushing the history already over the summer before the launch.
And, of course, Rob, we're not too far away, hopefully, from the third Discover Middlesbrough thing. I know all sorts of things might change on that basis, but that's been something which our autumns have been full of. You were talking on the way up here about Anderson Shelters?
Was I?
I think so. You mentioned an Anderson Shelter which was emerging.
No, it wasn't me, but that fits in with, obviously, these buildings played a key role in both wars, didn't they? And that's something that can be seen inside, can't it?
It is. So the attics were where the World War One soldiers lived, and there is a great picture of them drilling on the fields at the park. And speaking of Anderson Shelters, tomorrow at the Cleveland Show, where we were just setting up, there's going to be an Anderson Shelter next to all of our veg. So keeping in with the war theme.
And not to be confused with anybody who's coming along thinking, but where's Scott Tracy and Thunderbirds? It's not that Anderson. It's Jerry Anderson. It's a different person. When we were last here, Lauren, we did speak about the awesomeness who just retired, I think, 2 days beforehand. That was Phil Philo. Does Phil ever return? Is there the spectre of Phil Philo coming back to actually say, oh, my legacy's in place? Do we see him around at all?
Oh, I'm not sure, to be honest, but I'm sure that he'll have an invite to our opening. And he can always pop along when he wants to.
I would hope so. Again, we may have a little look inside. We may not. It depends on what people are saying, but we'll certainly be back for the moment. Lauren, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.
And Vince, of course.
Thank you very much.